Good evening, dear listener. Are you alone? Is there anyone close by? If not, switch off the light. Go on. Don't be scared. That's it. Plunged into the inky blackness. Don't worry. You aren't alone now. Shadows stir. They want to meet you. Can you feel that shiver run up your spine? Don't be afraid. I would say they're afraid of you too, but that would be a lie. The Nightmare.
Mom!
He screamed until his lungs were sore, his blankets wrapped tight like a suit of armor. He scanned the contents of his floor and prayed that when she entered it wouldn't harm her.
Yes, a reply floated through the keyhole. Are you all right, my dear?
Other than something wanting to swallow him whole, he was having the time of his life in here. Light flicked on, shadows dispersed, monsters gone. He still feared the worst.
It was there, I swear, long like a snake.
Mum smiled and tried to hold in a sigh.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake?
As she recovered his school necktie, he pouted.
That's not what I meant.
Arms crossed, head down, eyes set.
Before you came in, it must have went.
She patted his arm.
Don't get upset. Anywhere else that they could be?
He nodded and pointed to the cupboard. She stood and crossed the room elegantly. Opened the door. He waited to see what she discovered.
It was tall and long, with claws on each hand.
Mum laughed and gave him a wink. She pulled out a jumper with torn sleeves in long strands.
Is this what you saw, do you think?
No, no, no. This is so wrong. These things only come out at night. Maybe they're hidden. So long as we just leave on the light.
With two long strides and the flick of a wrist, Mum's smile was wide.
Well, if you insist.
Now in the dark.
Explain them again.
He went from the start. Things were quiet. But then...
It had long sinewy arms.
Mum started to shake.
And claws that could harm.
Her bones clicked and took shape.
Teeth long, eyes red.
Her jaws began to stretch.
No ears, but holes instead.
She obliged with each breath. The list went on, and as he looked up, he felt foolish for believing these night scares. He started to speak, but then he shut up. By the door, listening close, was the Nightmare. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard and haven't run away scared, why not give it a share if you